Ellos son fashion y
like I said, fashion is very tricky. I'm sure someone
not be sitting down and deciding the next party or the next decade or even the next 5 years. There was a time where when you don't relax your hair, it was not fashionable. Those were the people you looked. So it's far life. Now, our sisters have collected us that they are not going to seem natural. I mean, it's still natural. Thank you very much. Let me appreciate this. So recently, I learned further that even this is the last cup you have collected and watched. You collected and watched. The last are not waiting for you. Because before, when you see anybody use that, you say, even now you use color, you say it's beautiful. Yeah. But you use just plain white. I think I'm right. I think the leg is just plain white. And use different color. The way you not see a scanner where that now, don't think too much. It might not be a Christian. Because they collected that fashion also. So what I'm saying is, and those things, they tend it not fashionable before. Somebody can go and pee him or herself. Or herself. If maybe somebody that grew up in a deeper life. Family. If you are telling your friend that I want you to use the last, I want you to use the other, if I don't decide that I'll commit suicide, now your style is now a trend. Do you get my point? That's what I mean by it. It's very flaky. You know there was a time, do you know what they call baggy jeans? Yeah. What do you know about baggy jeans? I'm saying the trend. I'm not saying, do you know that it's a trouser cord? I'm saying, like, if a guy, your mommy did not buy baggy trouser for you, you probably feel you're homeless. That's what you'll be feeling when you go to your friend's party. That's what everybody is wearing. You never know that even our parents, that was also a fashion. Boot cut. You know what they call boot cut? But it's not baggy actually, boot cut. It's a good thing like this then. Is that good? It's still good. It's still coming back. See, it's your children that will stop. That come back. So you can see the way they are cleaning up in this fashion. And I know the way fashion designers design stuff, and maybe it's very fashion, it's by inspiration. You are just inspired by something. You cannot be a leaf that just inspired, then you just design a clothes that looks like one. I mean, they get inspiration from various sources, and we are the mercies of those fashion designers. Hallelujah. And so, like we said last week, that we needed to give opportunities for us to ask questions. I think somebody asked a question around purpose, and I'm actually trying to remember the question very well because I read it, but I forgot it on my desk this morning. You know, so I actually kept that paper. I don't want that paper to be read so that I can bring it back. I forgot it. Moving, I can remember there were two questions, one around purpose. And I think maybe the other one was around how do I know my purpose or how do I find my purpose. But let me see if we have questions
you have questions, please let us let's ask. Any questions?
Well, let me ask. Do you remember everything we talked about? Partially.
Yeah, let's roll some tests. We have a common test. Common test. What are you trying to do? I'm sorry. What? So let me ask BJ a question, and hopefully you can answer. If I ask, or if somebody comes to you, if a friend comes to you and says that BJ, how do you think I'm living purpose? That's what it asks you. It says, I'm having a feeling that I'm not. And I said, I feel that I am. But how do I know whether I'm living purpose or not? How would you help that person to understand whether they are living purpose or they are not living purpose?
Okay, first, bridge, you first like ask the person to check. The person checks on God's side, asks God, maybe asks God as what's going on, and when he asks, I pass God to pray for you, like to perform what you reveal his purpose, like in Jeremiah. Yeah, Jeremiah, because God said, before he was giving it, God said, the prophet. So I think that to pray personally, that God will show his purpose for the same way, the comfort that you can accept his purpose.
Okay, please let me clap for you. Just come close now, so that you can face everybody. So a friend comes to you and says, Ife, how do I know if I am living purpose? Okay, the person can ask God, but you also feel the person should stay with reading his or her Bible and praying. Okay. And please let me appreciate Fe. Ebenezer, come out. Please. Who joins our God now? Is he a Sam? Your drama is too much. And you are not a dramatist person. No, here come. Here come close. His drama is too much.
Alright.
Here, you have come. I've never asked you the question. What do you want to answer? So, someone reaches out to you and says, I'm currently in search of my purpose. I feel I don't have a purpose. How would you address the person? It's different from the person saying, how do I find it? This one just told you clearly, I don't have a purpose. If you do understand it, small, but you understood that one. It is well. The person came to you and said, I don't think I have a purpose. Now, as funny as this statement is, the largest population of humanity are there. Do you get? So, it's actually a serious question. And whenever people come and tell me, don't laugh. Eh?
First of all, God created everything for you.
Okay.
So we are born without a reason.
Okay.
And secondly, we don't do something without a reason. For example, these phones that you have, got them for a particular reason. Okay. And apart from getting it for a particular reason, there are other reasons why you specifically got these phones. Why? Because you want some abilities and some things, which means there is a specific reason why God created everyone, everything He created. So, for a person that thinks he or she doesn't have a purpose, it's because the person doesn't know that he or she has a purpose. Because God created everybody and everything He created for a purpose. So, it is not left to the person to go back to God and ask God, what is my purpose?
Please let me clap for you. Can you come up? I've not asked a question. I've not asked any question now. How do you know that Ebenezer is living in purpose? How do you? Not Ebenezer did not come and meet you that I am a purpose child. Set for something. Oh, I don't know my purpose, blah, blah, blah. Oh. But how do you know that your brother in Christ, Ebenezer, is living purpose? How do you know? How would you know that your defect is living purpose? We're just asking, like, how would you know? Don't confuse us with. So how would you know that somebody is not living purpose? And how would you know that somebody is living purpose? don't do why you for me. Okay, do you want to answer my question? You don't know. Anyway, it's okay. Please let me clap for one. So you can see the clapping is not that you got it. Okay, you have a question, Abby?
Yes.
Okay. No, don't go. Who was that? Just hold on. You ask a question. If you join us here, please. Actually, I think everybody will still join me. So, if they, when you look at your friends, how would you know if someone is living purpose? How would you know if somebody is living purpose? No, I mean like your brothers and sisters here. I'm not even saying people outside. How would you know that they're living purpose? How would you know Jane is living purpose? How did you say wow? You resonate with me. Please let me clap for. Demilade, please, can you come out?
if someone comes to you and says, I feel I lost it. There's Bank of Mercy. Just take one out of it. It's unlimited. Just take one. Somebody reaches out to you and says, I have a feeling that I dropped the ball. I think I started well. But I just have a feeling that I'm not in the right direction. I feel I got distracted at some point, and I'm not sure if I even know the way again or I can find my way back to the person God has called me to be. What would you tell the person? Did you get the question? Okay. Do you want me to repeat the question? Okay. Shall I come back to your seat? Where are you going? Someone comes to you and says, I think I was doing fine before. Now, whether the person was really doing fine or not, you really can't say. But the person just gave some time off. I think I was good before. But I think I lost track. I think I was distracted. I think I lost focus. I think I became something else. And I'm pretty sure that this person that I have now become is not good. How do I retrace my steps? How do I get back to focus? So what would you tell the person? Yes. Are you here?
The fact that the person knows that they are off track is perfectly because God wants to draw the person back. Because I've heard some, I think it was one of the scriptures I told the pastor about it, that when you know things, that not everybody knows when they are wrong, and so when you know that something is wrong, that's God helping you to get back and trying to help you find yourself or find what the Lord has said. So that you know is the Holy Spirit, on top of the Holy Spirit. And now that I think, I would say, maybe pray with the person. I'll just ask the person to get closer to God, and just get close to God. Along the way, it's all for your life. Like, just get really close to God and just wait. Just be patient.
Please let me clap for you. Chika. At least you didn't bring questions. No, you can come in. No. We are three of you. Okay, now you can come in. Four. Before we know, we'll take our portrait picture. Okay, Chika, somebody comes to you saying that that they know that they're doing purpose, or you think otherwise. Yes, you think that this thing that you said is not purpose. God did not create someone to be doing what you say you are doing. I can't even think of an example, but if I think of one, I'll let you know. But the person came to you and probably maybe in the middle of conversation, and the person says, I'm really enjoying what I'm really doing. I'm already set for life. You know, I'm on course. You know, I'm being fulfilled. But as the person was looking at, maybe let's even take a very, very funny and extreme example. The person says he's a Yahoo boy, and then
I'm already prospering, and we have to get the clients successfully and convert them through the sales pipeline. He's already using those terminologies, saying Magamos, pay. And we are helping bring back the money the colonial masters have taken away. That's our purpose. No, we need to bring back the wealth of the nation. And the business was, you quickly went to Malakai or you went to the Revelation. There's nowhere, even when he said he would give the wealth of the Gentiles to you, he did not say as by Yahoo boy. Did you get my point? Now, how do you confront such an issue? How do you... Now, the person is in a position where you can confront him or her. Maybe the person is your friend. I'm not saying a stranger. But just as the person was conversing with you, and you already... The way this person is talking is like... He's sure of what he's saying. He's sure of life. You know, like, this is what he was made for. But you think otherwise. How do you express that contradiction that you've assumed in your heart? How do you present it to that person?
I think where you're coming from, like your lifestyle will show if you're in the purpose of your network. So if you're having that kind of conversation with your doctor and you're doing your own and then you're prospering, clients are coming and stuff like that. So first of all, I'll ask you, do you think this is your purpose? In like more comfortable way, just like I'll just say,
and the person says yes. And I gave the reason, like, he's bringing back the wealth, the colonial master that colonized his own parents. He's bringing the wealth back.
And he asked, let's say, is this the purpose of God for you, or is just your woman's desire? Everybody's making money, so you want to just chip in and then buy your own money too. And then the person will say that, sure, it's not about yourself that purpose, but some people just see that it's that purpose. God has a greater plan for you. That Yahweh is not a short thing, but because from Yahweh you enter your blood, from Yahweh you enter your blood, you send us Goliath, finish your life. So I'll just advise the person that, first of all, you have to find your people that Yahweh is not your purpose, and then even when I think they're saying to me, just pray.
Be all right. Please let me clap for Chika. Please, you cannot go back to me.
If you try to track the different questions, there are different ways by which these questions will come to you as a person, and you'll find this around you as a person. I mean, you'll find people who think they are doing the right thing, find people who are not sure of what they're doing, find people who don't even know what they're wearing. You find people who drop the ball when they started well, you get, and they don't know to get back on track. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're here, you probably didn't have any of these questions. You know, one thing that Dame Ladi said, which I think Ebenezer also said, there's no way you stay with your Bible. I think Jane also said that. You didn't answer any questions. I think you said you have your own question. Maybe after that. As not so interesting as that for this may sound, you staying with your Bible and praying is a way you can find your purpose. I mean, from God. Purpose in itself is not entrenched in maybe what you want. I mean, purpose.
itself is not necessary. I didn't say it's never. I said it's not necessary. Meaning you can, your purpose might not be what you enjoy. Now, as a student, your purpose now is a student. But are you enjoying being a student? No, some people enjoy being a student too. So don't think that's the norm. That's not. That's not. But I'm making that example because I think some people see school now as being very stressful. Just the class also as stressful. And so purpose in itself is not, you don't look, you know, like I said, God does not look at what can Jeremiah do without collecting money. That's what God calls for. You know, that's what God does. It's not like God saw that Jeremiah just likes to prophesy. Bible said before he was formed, before he said ba ba ba, they already conferred on him a purpose. And many a times these things they humble us because we would always think what we can call purpose would rely or would rest on an ability that we have. Oh, I can cook. I can go with different patients. I can dance. Maybe I'm able to be dancing. And you need to be careful because many a times when you don't hear or when you don't go to God to find your purpose, you resort to what your human abilities can do. And see, trust me, you can build a monument on that. Do you understand what I mean by building a monument? You can build a whole, you can build your life on what is not your purpose. Did you get my point? And you are probably doing that thing very well. You are well, you are skilled at it. You are great. You can even say that you are doing great for it. I mean, you do it seamlessly. Even on the outward look, you can even say that that's your purpose. I mean, we are well. It's only you and God that know that that's not what you're called to do. But we can be like, ah, man, this person has been called to be writing songs. Maybe after you do it, go and ask God. You didn't hear anything, you didn't go and ask God, just like, well, I took him and kill myself. At least, whatever a man finds it to do, hopefully will do well. Maybe God does not give me one, I will come and combat this one. Then you start writing, and you get good at it. You probably will go to school when you write songs, and you become a good writer. So it's very possible to. You can see success outside of God's purpose. So that when you see somebody being successful, doing something that you're not sure whether it's God's purpose for them. Yeah, it can happen. You can exhibit some level of prosperity on earth. Because some of the people that are not even born again, they are exhibiting some type of prosperity, right? Like if I probably ask you now, is Aliko Dangote, is he in purpose? Do you know Aliko Dangote? Do you think he's in purpose? It's controversial. The question is controversial. Is it controversial? But like I said, you can build structures, you can build success even on what is not a God-given purpose. Now the question now is for me is, so why are we setting ourselves on purpose? If it was that your propensity or your ability to succeed in life is going to be hinged on that purpose, and you can practically say, ah, you know this one is not a purpose. And guys, he's somebody's child. So what is the incentive Or what is the I'm looking for a very simple word. What is the advantage of that gospel saying? If somebody can just go to a fashion school, very good at it. And what's it called? Be the best fashion designer. And not necessarily you go tell the person that you are meant to be sewing clothes. You're meant to be a fashion designer. So what was the incentive, what was the advantage of God's focus? I'm asking us. If probably there's another person here that maybe God told you that you'll be a writer, you'll be writing. And there's another person here that hasn't even here. He didn't wait a day to even hear God say anything. Just so that I feel like I know how to write. I like writing. And the best thing is the one to write this. He also went to write this. He also became our first class. Both of you got the highest paying writing job. So the person here did not hear God. God did not. He's not even reading that, but probably not even for this. If you hear born again, tongue speaking, Holy Ghost filled, fire breathing, what is it? Also went to hear. Because you see these people in your class or your classes. The unbelieving first class guy. Now, as much as you're telling yourself that this thing that I'm doing now is just purpose for me, but there's also another guy beside you, or there's another girl beside you that's also doing the same thing. Right? I mean, some of you go to work and you still see the unbelieving guy doing the same work that you're doing, right? Probably when they're doing employee of the month, they'll give him a award. And they might not give him maybe that month. The next one they give you, they don't give him. But it's looking like both of you are prospering, right? Now, the question is, so what is it? Thank you very much. I need a new mic. So not really. Amen. Quite a bit. So what's the advantage? Don't try. Okay. Yeah. But I wasn't even expecting. No. Give it a try.
Okay, so the difference is that same amount of money and rubbish is not happening with the world. Watching the same thing with this one, so I think that the difference is that me, I'm giving the desire of God and I'm bringing him here. Like what I'm doing is so that the kingdom can be made manifest for the kingdom. While he is just using it to make money and just which will not count when it gets together. So, but today I know that this the one up there that is a matter. So,
I'm not sure I would have put it in that simple way. I wish you.
Now we don't know how to switch it off. No, it's here. No, don't worry. She'll come get it.
Did everybody hear what he said? And what she said actually takes a lot of effort to allow that same thing. Because the person you are even
having that you're looking, that you're making that comparison with, does not understand what she just said. Which one is rewarding? Which one is bringing you into God? Which one is that's what matters to him. Does that hit? And so it takes a lot of effort, even for you, to allow that sinking, that is your motivation. I mean, that is the advantage. But I think I like the phrase you use. You are doing it to bring glory to God, while He is not doing that to bring. Maybe He's doing it to bring glory to Himself. And there will be a reward for purpose. So, that a believer is without purpose is not even a good thing. I mean, that if you say you're a believer and you don't know. You know, one thing I want us to sort out before we run away from this purpose. I want you to always wake up every day knowing that you are in purpose. That's my job. So that when is it doing? Are you in purpose or not? Even before we start doing analysis of what the purpose looks like, it is a yes first. Now, if you cannot boldly say that you are in purpose or not, there is a big problem with your devotion. Because the question is this: so what are you discussing in that devotion with God? Or what is the conversation that God is bringing to you in that devotion? And so whenever you wake up every morning, you know the reason why you're strong. You know the reason why you have that money with you. You know the reason why you have that access, that brilliance, that understanding is to further push the purpose that God has put in your heart. And so whenever you wake up, or whenever you go out, you know that you have a purpose. You know, amongst many, a very universal purpose for every believer is to bring glory to God. God created you to bring pleasure to Him. Amen.
Amen.
I said universal, right? Meaning, there's nobody that God has created that should not bring glory to Him. Should not bring praise to Him, should not bring worship to Him. Let me see if we can just read a place and we run away from there. Can we see it, Isaiah 43:7?
Amen.
This one is the universal purpose. Meaning, every child of God. Ah, where is it? Every child of God must know that you were made for that reason. Isaiah 43:7. Are you there? It says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. I have formed him, yes, I have made him. I think God was talking to Isaiah here. And maybe let's go back a little bit so that we can have a little bit of context. Go to verse 1. Amen.
Amen.
Are we tired? I'm not pushing you. It says, "But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel." You know the way God talks about creation and forming? He's so particular about it that you need to know that somebody formed you. I'm sure many a times we get lost because we're not carrying the body. The one sleeping with it, carrying it. I wake up, I'm not awake. Like, it's my, you know when you say, let me join my, you know, my body. Now, many a times, that possession, we've lost who truly owned that, I mean, the sense of who truly owned that body, that person that you have. Because we've been with it for long. Like, some of you have been with your person as 20 or 20 years, 21 years, some 30, some 40, some 50. So it's like, is your closest possession. I'm not saying you have in life. This body itself is what you have been with longest. So the sense of somebody else owned it, somebody else formed it. Jesus out. And that's why people do what they like. But here, God is also very proud to always remind us that He formed you. He says that created, thus says the Lord, who created you? O Jacob. And he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by your name, you are mine.
It's God.
The way God will have to remind you that you are mine. It means your probably side thinking you are not his. He says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flames scorch you. So on. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I did it for your ransom. And God was even reminding them that for your sake I was dealing with people. Since I gave it for your ransom. Do you understand what that means? He used another a whole nation. He taught them lessons because of him that God has called mine. He says, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Because of the escape route. God is very, very just, but very, very also articulate about his interests. Have you ever wondered why did God just choose the people of Israel? Why didn't he choose the people of Israel? And it's not Israel he's dealing with. I'm just asking you. Let's go on. I mean, Ethiopian and Seba is not so far. I mean, if you're probably an Ethiopian name, then probably God is not just. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you, therefore I will give men for you and people for your life. See, this one, let me tell you what it means. I'll keep people for you. That's what it means. Let's look at another revelation. Maybe you can amplify it. I will give men for you and people for your life. Do you have another?
These are our engineers. The way they are looking at their laptop. I'm not trusting them. Before they can give me another scripture.
Ah! See? I said it.
Funkius MS.
The way I've been doing his stuff, I've been hiding him that this boy wants to affect my sermon today. So which one is RVA? Hello, sir. How did you get to RVA? I don't even know what RVA means as a
as a version. Would that look like French? Is it French? You knew it was French before you went there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. So he says, I will give men in return for you. This is what ransom means, when they pay ransom. You know, when the prisoner exchange, you know, when they capture somebody, then they now say they have to release another prisoner. So that's what it means by I will give men in your return. Notice, and people in exchange for your life. Meaning some people will die for your own life. That's what this is trying. Please go back to NKJV. I'm sure there will be a version that will maybe it's less than that will not say that. So let's go on. Five. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. Please go on. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, yeah, me, I have created for my glory. I have formed you.
Go back to seven.
I mean, where we just wanted to look at this. I mean, God created us for his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I think there's also another place that talks about that we're created for his pleasure. And it's a universal purpose. Meaning every child of God. So if your life is not bringing glory to God, you are not in God's purpose for you as a person. Do you get my point? If your life is not bringing purpose to God. Sorry, why are you playing with your phone? Mana, why are you playing with your phone? Oh, you are checking by the phone. Ah, but the way you were checking it, they think they were checking by the phone. You were looking at your phone. Yeah, maybe just sit right. Amen. So aside from the universal purpose, just like God also called Jeremiah to fulfill a particular purpose, which was to be a prophet to the nations, God also calls every one of us to fulfill particular assignments and particular. Another English word for purpose is also assignment. Because many a times we don't think about purpose as a dream. We just think about purpose from just hearing the word itself. Oh, God has called JG to be a great man. Or did you forget that inside greatness is war? Do you get what I'm saying? Now, this I'm saying gently. Keep them. Another word for purpose is assignment. And when you hear assignment, it's a dream. They're doing it. You won't hear purpose and not see. Do you get what I'm saying? God won't tell you that it will be this, you'll be this, you'll be this, you'll be this. And that's where I'm going to see. The next conversation is always, where will I go next from here? Many a times when you ask God, what's my purpose? And you hear that voice, because you will. You will. But after you hear what he has said as purpose, the next question for you will be, so where do we go from here? I'm serious. If you don't ask, how do I, because you are not that purpose yet. Did you get my point? For example, if God says, I will make you a peacemaker, and you talk at it now. The first question is, God, how do we start from this? You did that. Take me to the school of not talking too much. Or I'll go and read the particular portion of the scripture that will change my life. Many a times, and even almost all the time, God speaks in his promise. So God will say, DJ, you are the one that will break the back of poverty
in Ojoju, and she does not have a bank account now. Do you understand what I'm saying? God, you know, like when God was telling Jeremiah, he didn't even have the robe of a prophet. He wasn't even playing with them. That, yes, it's promise. You know that's the way God says this will be a great man. If you want to access him, grab his app. This guy is really making this But as he is now, God can stresslessly tell him that he will be the one to break the back off. Or you really want to stop the flow of poverty in the whole of the world. And this is also in the whole of the world. Now, when we look at him, he does not have a bank account. He doesn't really have a BBA. He does not have a BBA. He's not promising at all. So God speaks in his promise. God speaks in what he has seen from what he has created. I created Gigi to show poverty Pepe. And that's what God keeps saying to him. But his assignment is thank you. His assignment is to say God from what God has said, guide my steps. How do I move from point zero to the point that God has said that did you do all of the things that he has said? And so these are some of the things that we would always ask. At times, even while we are in that purpose, we can drop the ball, meaning we can get distracted. Oh, as if he was just trying to set himself up, saying that I'll be the one to break the back of poverty. Poverty itself not came home and deal with him. God usually he has not a motivational speaker. And no more because he has seen Pepe. Or maybe he has seen Japan and ran away from Nigeria. And he's to do a service river. Not New York. So many a times there are tendencies to even drop the ball while you are on that course to fulfill purpose. You are getting. And this is a life journey, do you get? I mean, this is not a teenage experience. This is not a 10-year experience. This is probably something that you will be looking for. I mean, till you're done with your assignment on this level. And like I said, always interpret purpose as assignment. So that when you're not doing purpose, you know you're not submitting the assignment. You're not doing the assignment. For example, if God has called you to ensure that people that are homeless and destitute, they are restored. If you're not doing that, then you need to start doing it. Do you get my point? So when you look at it from a place of assignment, you can always bring yourself back to check.
Jane, please come and quickly ask your question. No, we don't have time again.
So you have Hallelujah.
You asked me that question. You've actually exposed me. So because I thought I understood everything. Right now, it's just obvious I didn't understand anything. So my first question, you've answered my first question. Yes, I was asking myself, is purpose, dream, ambition, are they the same thing? But you're like, it's not the same thing. And now you said purpose is, we should see purpose as assignment. I was going to ask us, what is purpose? Because I was thinking, is okay, what I want to be in future, what I'm chasing after. So, yeah, my third question, you've answered it too, about we get a purpose from the Bible and all that. So this other question I want to ask now is my purpose same as what I want to do in the future? I want to be a doctor. Me chasing after being a doctor, is it me be fulfilling purpose? And let me just answer the question. And how do I know someone is living a purpose life, and is it possible for one to be in purpose life, cause purpose, and not like it? Like the example you gave with Ethan and someone else. And if you answer the question about she's bringing glory to God, is it possible for her to be in for someone to be in that shoe and you don't like what you're doing, but as per God, I have to like have glory for that and just keep on doing it. And so, my next question is, for it to be purpose, do I need to have it all figured out? Then, so now this last one. So now, from what you said, I just think purpose and what I want to do in the future, they are just two different things. So now, how do they become one? That's the last question.
Coming back to where does this sit in God's purpose for me? So let me answer all of the questions if I can remember. If I don't remember it, please just stop there. Now, the part of something you want to chase. Let me take it from the school. Your academic pursuits. Enough to pursue. I mean, you're pursuing your academics, you're aiming for first class. Now, if you're now going to ask yourself again that, is my purpose to be a first class? Why not another class?
Do you get it?
Now, as far as purpose is concerned, God will take you through different phases of your life. Now, that career itself that you are seeing as like a very good thing might actually be a process in many processes that involves your purpose. So now, you might not be able to easily connect running to study medicine and, let's say, breaking the back of poverty. God emphatically told you that. That's what. Now, you may not be able to connect. Now, you're going to study medicine, right? But that medicine you're going to study is one phase out of the many phases that God will bring Deji into to be able to become that man that will fulfill that assignment. Let me do an example. Let's try and paint a picture. So he goes to secondary school, he's done, he takes a German form, gets 250, 300, picks Covenant University to study medicine, studies his medicine, came out with first class, goes for his master's. Now, if he had probably told you that, God told him that he will break the back of poverty in Ojoju, you are yet to connect the dots, right? He's done with it. But assignment is what? But the journey itself is meant to bring Deji. Probably, his experience in the medical school is to probably give him the heart of the doctor. Maybe not even the medicine. So that whenever I see somebody that is doing this, you can feed. You know your doctor, before the physician, why do you call it the physician? They can't, when you go inside, I don't know the air. I don't know what to call it, but I just have a thought that if you can't I'm looking for a word, but let me just say this. But if they cannot feel after the person that is in need, it may be difficult to prefer solutions to that person. Or maybe why anybody would send him to the school of medicine so that he will set up an hospital where those that are now destitute in the you can freely come into and get medical care. Now, you may not be able to connect it while the state is what? In school, right? Now, he's even done with his master's and God now sent him to go and work in an hospital. And he's probably working there for months. So many a times our small places in life don't necessarily talk everything about the purpose. Just as it is, you can't say he's going to secondary school now, he's talking about all his purpose. Sorry, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So he's been in school now. He's just probably a drop of water in the bucket. And not, if you're looking at it externally, because it's only God that understands at what stage of his life school is meant to come here. Now, if the student is not going to school, most likely, if God says, this school will get to the purpose, and he says, no, God, I don't allow, wait, I will drop out. And I'll go to entrepreneurship school. Most likely, he didn't fulfill that purpose. Now, many a times, the prayers we pray is this, because all these things, they are not just even what we teach. They are also things we pray about. See, a prayer as small as God under my steps is a very, very, very good prayer we should all pray pertaining to purpose. Because you can literally take something that would get you out of that. For example, I said it is meant to deliver people, right? Somebody just came to a school and gave them a form for people to go to Togo. Now study in Togo that you start first here. They did not give the form. They did not go to Togo. Then before we know what's happening, married in Togo, yes. God knew that they settled down in Togo. Everything about what you do is null and void. Now, let me tell you guys for free. People drop the ball. See, when God declares this, the responsibility he places on us first is the place of faith that what he has said, he will do it. Two, the next responsibility he places on us is to seek for direction. See, guys, don't joke with seeking for direction. You know, it's just like when they say that when you go to a place, for you not to get lost, what do you do? You ask for direction, right? Now, you have not been on that journey, right? You have not been a deliverer of destitute before. So you don't know whether it's you take a course here, then you go and do IT somewhere, then when you now come back, you now go and work somewhere. No, you've not been with that purpose before. And what is humble of you to do is to ask. And say, God, how will I, what is the next step? From school, what next? Many of us don't ask. We just freestyle life. Do you get my point? Like, we just wake up, leave, it's not like one again, okay, let's work out. No, you have to be intentional. And the way you're intentional about purpose is that you're asking. At times, it would even require you asking your mentors, I mean, physical people. After you are going to pray, that God, show me the oneness with that, then God say, God, I speak to this person. Then you're not going to meet that person and say, I think this is something that God is saying in my heart. How do I? What step do I take? So, like I said, the first responsibility for you when God declares something on you is faith. You have to believe. See, if you don't believe what God wants to do with you, it won't happen. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You won't be able to believe. You won't believe. Even if you desire it and there's no faith there.
Second thing is, we are not naive, but we are asking questions. We say, God, what next? God, after my school, which school should I? Because those questions are simple and not so significant as they are. They determine how you carry your next step. So that if God says the next place is Covenant, you need to be struggling with those that are going to I'm serious with you. You're not struggling. And if God says it's Abbas, you're not struggling with you that are trying to write down. You just go and write your London DC. Or you can write Cambridge exam. Or you can write which other exam? VG Maths, GRE, all those exams. That's what you can be. You will not even come to our job lesson. You'll be looking for, maybe until we now also start our own international lesson. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, you are not just saying, God, if you hold in my life, I know you will do it. I know, no, you're also saying, God, from where I am, where is the next? Because you are not yet that man. You are not even looking like you. You don't have DNA yet. We can't call you the richest man. We cannot call you. God is calling you, you are my rich man. My rich man. My rich man. But for you to fulfill that purpose, you have to become the man and the woman that God has declared in that purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, at some point, see, Jane, what you might even be thinking as something you are chasing can even be a phase in the whole journey. As long as it's God that has ordered your step there. Now, many a times, even when you're doing something that you feel that, oh, you're not really liking it, but are you sure if that's what God would have you do? Then the feeling will come and meet you there. See, many a times, see, you won't be in God's purpose and you won't be at peace. You won't enjoy it. See, there's no man that is saying, God is depriving me and is in God's purpose. See, the day you even know that it's God's purpose, then what other delight do you want? Is it to be struggling? I'm not struggling now. But when you know that what you're doing, at the end stage, you might not yet appreciate it because maybe you've not understood the importance of God's purpose. You've not even heard that when we now get to heaven, the thing that really matters is what the purpose and what is not the purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope I was able to answer all your questions together. Oh, I don't understand. Okay, which one? No. Like I said, no. Because it's you would come into them in faces. Most likely, it is those single faces that you would understand. You might not even understand how God would make it happen. Number one, when we see the money, think of everybody in the truth. Yes. Yeah, because how and when will that happen? At times, you might even be oblivious of time. You don't know when it will happen. So all that's required of you is you stay in faith and you keep asking. You keep seeking for direction. Anytime you feel you're lost, you ask God to direct you. See, there are two prayers that pray very well. But the second one that I will mention here is the gift of wisdom. At times when you're talking, you can ask. The Bible says, see, if you feel or you think you lack wisdom, what is if anybody lack wisdom? Let him ask him. If you lack direction, ask him. If you lack peace in what you think God is telling you, ask for peace. If you lack direction, ask for direction. If you lack resources, ask for resources. But if you lack wisdom, ask for wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what's the last one?
That's all. Wow. I think today we close out this chapter and
I think maybe apart from Jane, but I think I was able to ask a few of those questions that I think we would always face with ourselves and even with people around us.
Yeah, sorry, I just wanted to guys about discussing purpose and, you know, just trying to wrap my head around it is that you can look at the conversation based on your relationship with God now. And then when you say God is the one that will reveal your purpose to you, something like that, you look at where you are now and you don't have hope because you're not sure if God talks to you. So it's like, this is where we come from. But where I am now, I don't have any kind of. But one thing that you should know is that, you know, I'm just going to spend my career that, you know, the way you and God are relating with now is not always going to be like this. And that's why prayer and study of the word is very important. Because as you continually spend time with God, you are building an altar. Now what that means is that what I mean by building an altar is that you are like creating a pathway through which you and God communicate. Now eventually that altar will be built. And then the level at which you and God interact with you evolve. That thing that something told me that eventually it will shift to God. Eventually it will shift to this one is Jesus that told me, it's not God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, as that day shifts, it's like your entire. If it shifts, if they come and preach this thing again, it won't be complicated at all. Because you will understand the concept of God, you understand the concept of God. So, you just need to keep being intimate with God and keep building that altar, building that altar. Eventually, you will know when the altar has been built. And when the altar has been built, it's almost like there's a phase you get to where it's almost like you're not a man of God. Because that comes to you, you and God, you have a kind of. So usually that usually solves. Yeah, because I think for many of us the problem, not really the problem, but where you always want to get to, you just want to get to a place where you're not that intimate. And then from that intimacy, you are able to utilize every other thing. I don't want to encourage us, so please read your Bible, pray. It is very, very crucial. Thank you.
Please let me appreciate Pastor Kenny.
Amen. You know, my joy today is that we can discuss some of the things that are pertinent to God. To me, important. And you know, you can just tell yourself that you have hammered. You know why? Like you've made it here, like you've made it in life. Because you have an idea that if I can get this thing, I'm ready made for life. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you're looking at this purpose thing, I will give it everything. Because that's like me putting all my eggs in one basket, and it's worth that one basket. And I also know that when devil comes saying that, but why not do this? But why not do this? I'll be able to remind myself again that this is what is worthy of my life, my time, my resources, my energy. I'm sure the devil will come at us with something else. See, if when you hear that somebody backslided, it's devil. As much as the person too, maybe the disobedience, maybe the time Holy Spirit was touchlighting him, jump, don't go there. He was doing coconut head. But even when he even has to do with his own selfish desires, at least the first culprit is devil first. But because you have heard this today, I would really pray and trust that we can engage this thing. You know, we need to preach it in a very high way. Do you get my point? Because it's very simple. What you were called to do in this life should not be complicated, even when you're saying it. Do you get my point? As you keep engaging, it will keep getting better. Do you get my point? See, if you're asking, if you're having this conversation today, after 1 year, you'll be better off. See, probably you won't be the one to now come and teach. I'm sure. Let's just be asking God, what's my purpose now? Purpose. God, you know you have a purpose for me. See, after 1 month, the way you would have the conversation in the next month, it will be very, very different. Many a times, people are not looking for the job, they are not having the conversation. And like I said, don't freestyle your life. Don't say what will happen. You have no karma will come and catch you. There's no, you know what they call karma? No karma will come and catch you. It's purpose. You're only made for. You're made for purpose. And so please, have this conversation today with yourself, in your devotions. You can even set up a group where you can discuss this. Many a times, it's because we're not having this type of conversation around us. That's why our lives are void of this. The question is, how many friends do I have that I know that they're being focused? That's what you need to define your friendship. I mean, you know that this one is old, this one has not told me that it's not really focused. So why would I still want to maintain that friendship? So please, let's have this conversation. We may not preach this again here for now. Do you get it? Until the Lord inspires be somebody else or maybe anybody to preach it. But this is a daily conversation. This is not a sermon. You get this? This is something you should wake up every morning and you are looking forward to. You are looking forward to see what God is going to add to you to move you in the direction of His purpose for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any other question? Like, and if you have any question, maybe not even in greater form. Joshua, please let's have. I know our time is fast. I was actually going to finish it. Amen.
Amen.
If you're part of the what's the name of that program?